The whole creation, according to the Shastra, is manifesting, staying for some time, again goes unmanifested. Manifestation, vyakta, state, abhyakta, vyakta, state, abhyakta. This is the cycle going on continuously. So the jagat is mithya. Then Shankaracharya says, what is atma, atma kaha? So it is said, sthula, suchma, karan, sarirat, vyatirikta. First is, sthula, suchma, karan, sarirat, vyatirikta. Sarirat, it is panchami. Different from this. We used to know that we have got only one body, but the Shankaracharya says, we have got three bodies. One is sthula sarir, another is sukshma sarir. Sukshma sarir we can't see, we can't perceive with our organs of perception. Sukshma sarir. And the karan sarir is the cause for the subtle body and the gross body. If the cause is not there, will there be any subtle body or gross body? No. So, what is that cause in our BMI chart? Vasana is the cause. What is vasana? Our likes and dislikes, tendencies. What should be our aim in this life? To exhaust this vasana, to make this causal body to zero level. Is it possible? Yes. You will see how Gurudev did. In this life it can be done. Sthula, sushma, karan, sarirat, vyatirikta. This is GPS of Shankaracharya. He is giving you the address of Atman. How you can reach Atman? Sthula, sushma, sarir, vyatirikta. That means Atman is not sthula sarir, Atman is not, and Atman is not karan sarir. But we think the body is Atman. Our present understanding is, because of ignorance, that we say this body is Atman. Another way, another route. You can reach again same Atman through another route. It says, panchakosatitah san. Panchakosa is not annamaya kosh, it is not pranamaya kosh, it is not manomaya kosh, it is not vijnanamaya kosh, it is not anandamaya kosh, it is different from atita. Cross all these, negate all these, then what remains is Atman. Then avasthatraya sakshi, he is the witness of all three avasthas. What are three avasthas? Are they permanent? No. They come and go. They come and go. Avasthatraya sakshi. But he is sakshi. He is witness of all three states. Now after negating all these three sarir or panchakosa or seeing the witness of these three states, when you reach there, then you have to verify whether I have reached this correct place or not. Then it is said, Satchidananda Sarupa. When you reach that state, you will find there it is Sat, it is existing, it is Chit, the full awareness is there. It is not that a dark state, that when I am in the Samadhi, when I am in the meditation, it is you are experiencing nothing is there, it is dark, it is good. But it can be experienced as full awareness. Satchit Ananda Sarupa. It is state of Ananda. Why Ananda? How you will prove that it is state of Ananda? This is science. I have explained many times this is Ananda Sarupa. How Ananda? What is Ananda? When do you experience Ananda?
Deep sleep.
When there is no mind. And when you are awake, when do you experience Ananda? When your desire is satisfied. When your desire is satisfied, you get Ananda. And when the desire is there, what happens? Your mind is agitated. The moment it is fulfilled, I want ice cream, your mind is agitating. The moment you go to the ice cream parlor, have the ice cream, agitation go on. That means when there are no agitation in mind, then you experience sukh. That is why in deep sleep, mind is absorbed, it's not there. No thoughts, no disturbance. You experience? In samadhi, what happens? In meditation, when you sit, when you go beyond your bodies, sthula sarir, sukshma sarir, karan sarir, vyatirikta, mind is no more there. When the mind is no more there, that means no agitation. When there is no agitation, there will be no. You understand how it is? It is guaranteed sukh there. Then we discuss about that Shankaracharya has taken. There are three categories of definition. One is Swarupa Lakshan. What is Swarupa Lakshan? Defining a thing by its essential nature. Number two, Tatastha Lakshan. Tatastha means tat. Stha. Tat means bank. River is there. Bank is different from river. Stha, staying near the, on the bank. What is the Swarup Lakshan? You are in the river. That is Swarup. But now you are Tatastha, standing on the bank, and you are describing it. Tatastha Lakshan. How do we describe? What was the example given for Tatastha Lakshan? Lakshmiji holding a white pan. So many ladies are sitting. If we want to identify Lakshmiji, you don't know who is she, then we will say Lakshmi is that. Lakshmiji is sitting with white pen. So white pen is not the permanent fixture of Lakshmiji. But through that white pen we identify Lakshmiji. Then there is third is Atad Vyapriti Lakshan. Tad means that. Atad means not that. Atad, not that. Vyapriti, negation. Atad Vyapriti Lakshan. We are defining by negating. Not this, not this, not this. What is Atman? Not sthul sarir, not sukshma sarir, not karan sarir, not pancha kosha. What is atat vyavriti lakshan? And what is tatas lakshan here? No. What is tatas lakshan in this definition? Avastha tray sachi. Avasthatre Sakshi means Sakshi is permanently there, on which the avasthas are coming. Jagrit avastha came, went away. Another avastha came, dream state, gone. Third avastha came, deep sleep. Deep sleep gone, Jagrit avastha came. So none of the avasthas, none of the state are permanent. So through that Jagrit avastha, who is the Sakshi of Jagrit avastha? Atman. Who is the Sakshi of dream state? Atman. Who is the Sakshi of deep sleep state? Atman. Here you will find many identical homes. So if you want to find out which one is Ashokji's room, Ashokji's house, so all are identical. So say the crow which is sitting on the that house, it belongs to Ashok ji, that crow is not permanent picture. Today crow is sitting and we can identify this is Ashok ji. Similarly, avastha trayasachi, Atman is permanent and avasthatra comes and goes. These are not permanent. Avasthatra sakshi sachidanand sarupa. And this whole thing, this all three bodies and pancha kosha, avastrata, these are all mithya. Mithya means false. False means it will stay for a one period of time. It will stay for one period of time. It was not in past, it will not remain in future, and it is only available at this point of time. My body, according to my shastra, is mithya. It was not there before its birth, it will not be there after cremation. It is there for a particular period of time, so this is mithya. For any mithya, we must have a substratum which is sat. Substratum must be there. And what is that substratum? Atman inside, Brahman outside. Like snake on rope, snake is mithya, it's an illusion. But the rope is permanent. Can you see snake without rope? No. So can you see this jagat without substratum? No. But if you see the rope, can you see snake? No. That means rope can remain without snake, but snake can never be there without rope. World can never remain there, will never exist without Brahman. Because world is always changing and perishable. This you have to always remember. All illusion, anything mithya is always changing and perishable. Only one thing is eternal, changeless. And for any changes to happen, you must have a changeless substratum. Like a river is flowing, river bed is stationary, cars are moving on the road, road is stationary, plane is taking off from runway, plane is moving, runway is. My body is changing. Do you have any doubt about that? That proves that you must have something changeless within you. Without that changeless, changes cannot happen. You must have the substratum. That proves you have got Atma. Now outside, if the whole world is existing, changing and perishable, that means the substratum must be there, and that substratum is other day Mahadevanji was saying when starting discussing about the space that the whole department is directly under the control of Prime Minister. In our Vedanta also, what came first from Maya? Akash, space. And from space came? Why? And then other three elements. So what is subtlest among those five elements?
Space is subtlest.
So now you have got the GPS given by Shankaracharya. Who has to travel? Guru or Shishya?
Shishya.
Now the road map you have got. How to reach Atman? Would you like to try? Chalo, 10-15 minutes will do the meditation. Please switch off the lights. Lean on the backrest, your spinal cord, neck and head should be in straight line. Sit in Sukhasana, whatever is the comfortable posture to you. There should not be any tension in any muscle, any joint. All should be free. Softly close your eyes. Bring your attention within shrine. Try to visualize Lord Krishna and Radha ji present in the shrine. Mentally prostrate. Visualize Tapovanji Maharaj and mentally prostrate. See Pujya Gurudev and mentally prostrate. Mentally prostrate to your Guru, who has given you mantra diksha. Chant your Guru mantra 3 times. bring your attention to your sthula sarir, gross body. Bring your attention to the toes of the right leg. Move your attention to right ankle. Bring your attention to right calf. Right knee. Right thigh. Right waist. Bring your attention to left toe. Left ankle. Left calf. Left knee. Left thigh. Left waist. Bring your attention to stomach. Slowly move to heart. Move your attention to neck. Move your attention to the right thumb. Right palm. Right lower arm. Right elbow. Right upper arm. Bring your attention to the left thumb. left palm. Left lower arm. Left elbow. Left upper arm. Bring your attention to your ears. Bring your attention to your eyes. Bring your attention to Ajna Chakra. Middle of two eyebrows. Bring your attention to Brahmaran, the crown of your head. Bring your attention to your pranas. Just do the pranavichan. Just see the pranas going inside and coming out. Do not control them, regulate them. Just be witness. Into mind. See the procession of thoughts, if any. Just be witness to thoughts. When this procession of thoughts stop, mentally chant your Isht Mantra. continuously chant your Isht Mantra, a time will come that Isht Mantra will also drop. That is the state where there is full awareness. Bring your attention to your mind. Bring your attention to prana. Bring your attention to your body. Join your palms and rub. And put it on your clothes, right? Slowly you can open your eyes if you feel so. So what was the route we followed? What was the system? We withdrew our attention from the world, brought it to the room, slowly brought it to our cross body. From cross body, we came to the pranas. From pranas, we went inside to the mind. That is more subtle. We were witnessing the thoughts one after another. Let this procession of thoughts also will stop one time. chant your Ishta Mantra. Slowly, slowly, slowly that Ishta Mantra will also drop. When that drops, you are in that state. It is full awareness at that time. This takes a long time. Dirgha kal nairantar sevitam. I have just told you about the root, how we move from outside to inside. But it takes a long time. If the mind is not purified, then it will take long, long time. You can't reach. Mind purifiedness? Vasanas. If vasanas are there, you will find you will be making your whole day's program while sitting in the meditation. What is to be done today, all things will come at that time. This is important. When the vasana pressure is low, this happens. It happens, immediately it happens. So this is to be practiced every day, in the morning, when it is sattva-gun pradhan prakriti and your mind is also at that time sattva-gun pradhan. There is no agitation of mind. There is no tamogun. You can sit in front of your Ishta Devta, see his picture, then close your eyes, visualize here, see from his crown to his feet, slowly come down and again go up. This way also you can do. Chant your Ishta Mantra. If you haven't received any Guru Mantra, you can take any Ishta Devta Mantra of your choice and that mantra will work. If it is given by Guru, it carries some power. Guru gives some power and you continue. This experience is needed only once. It need not be for half an hour or 1 hour. Even 1 or 2 seconds are sufficient for your whole life. Once you experience that inside, with open eyes, you will be able to see it everywhere. Like experience of fire or experience of Gurudev used to say electricity yoga. How many times you want to have electricity yoga? One experience is sufficient. How many times you want to touch the fire and experience? You don't want to burn your finger again and again. One experience is sufficient. Purnamudachyate, Purnasya, Purnamadaya.